I believe with all of my heart that the only way to find true happiness is to create your own.
I believe in the strength of a woman.
I believe that the greatest gift is willing to accept reality and allow for a second chance when times get tough.
This I do believe. A smile can save a life.
This I believe. We continue the 2009 series of personal essays by high school seniors here in Springfield. 10 in all winners in a contest sponsored for a third year by WUIS in partnership with School District 186, the Mayor's Office, and the Springfield Rotary Club Sunrise. Today we hear from Hannah Alzagiri, a senior at Lanphier High School. She talks about how a smile can save a life.
I was in the 7th grade the first time I contemplated suicide. From the outside and by all superficial accounts, really, I've led a pretty easy life. I have 2 caring parents and 2 caring step-parents, a nice roof over my head, food on the table each night, and a good group of friends. I've always been a bit of a bookworm, and even in elementary school, I was considered the smart kid by my peers. None of that changed the fact that I wanted to kill myself. It wasn't one event that set off the thoughts, really. If you looked deeper into my life, you'd still probably miss all the bad stuff. Most people thought I was a pretty happy kid, which I guess I was on the outside. But inside, it was a different story altogether. Away from people, I was quiet, reserved, and depressed. I felt like I had the weight of the world on my shoulders, but because of the smile I fronted, no one noticed. So no one bothered to help pull me out of this mental hole in which I was drowning. I remember the day I decided I wanted it all to stop. I wanted to stop crying, stop having to wake up in the morning and hate my life. Stop thinking so hard. I was surprised I hadn't thought of it before. The moment the thought hit me that I could end it all, I felt freed. That night, I wrote an early suicide note, saying goodbye, writing down my deepest thoughts, explaining why I was doing this, why it was the only option. But I didn't do it. I coped. I found a way to muddle through life. I channeled my emotions into practicing my false smile. But still, when I was alone, I considered ways to end my life. It all ended abruptly one day in my junior year of high school. I was in a dark place, at the point where I didn't even want to consider future plans because I was so sure I wouldn't have a future. I'd written a new suicide note. Every day I saw my friends, I felt like I was saying my final goodbyes. I didn't think they so much as noticed from the other side of my smile. I was on my way to class one day when a boy named Ed Robinson passed me. Ed's life was harder than mine. He had more troubles than I did, yet we shared a common bond through the fake smiles we gave the world around us. As I passed him on the stairs, I was frowning. He stopped me and said, "Hey, smile." So I did. It was a practiced thing that he and I both knew how to do. We could fool anyone into thinking it was genuine. "Not like that," Ed told me. "Smile for real." It was the first time in my life that anyone had called me out, had noticed that maybe everything wasn't all hunky-dory in my life. I was too shocked to produce any real expression, but as I walked to class, I felt something strange happening. A real smile was forming on my face. It felt freeing, even more so than the first time I thought about suicide. It was one of the best feelings in the world. That night, I decommissioned my recently updated suicide note. I actually got a good night's sleep. And in the morning, I woke up feeling truly happy for the first time in years. Ed's single comment was the turning point of my life. In the years since it's happened, I've had my ups and downs, and I believe I always will. But I haven't sunk so low as to consider suicide. Nowadays, when I smile, it's real. I have my future meticulously planned out, because I know I'll be there to live it. I never got to tell Ed how thankful I am that he could see through my guarded eyes. I dedicate this essay to him, and it's because of him that this I do believe. A smile can save a life.
Hannah Alzagiri, a senior at Lanphier High. You can learn more about our essay contest online at WUIS.org.